spring officially begins today, at least on the calendar, and here in the Northeast, it's maple syrup time. That's the sound of what maple syrup lovers call liquid gold, sap being gathered from maple trees. It was sent to us from Maine by maple syrup maker John Rudolph, who also happens to be the husband of Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. With all that syrup in her house, Kathy has been thinking up a variety of ways to use it, and she joins us in the studio to share some of her ideas and recipes. Kathy, always fun to have you on the show.
Hi, Sasha.
And Kathy, we have here in the studio two different types of syrup. I see different colors. Tell us a little bit about the maple syrup your husband makes and how long he's been doing this.
Oh, boy. We've lived at this in this old farmhouse in Maine for over 30 years, and he's done it just about every year. And I give him the credit, which is very kind of me, because I help a lot, but he's kind of the master. Every year, it's a ritual that is so wonderful because it's the beginning of making food season, right? The gardens, we still have a lot of snow in Maine, and it's still extremely cold, but the sap is flowing. It looks like it's going to be a very good year. And what that means is that we have warm days and cold nights.
That's the secret recipe that it needs.
That's the secret recipe. And it is still very much winter, despite what the calendar tells us. Mm-hmm. And we have had really good sun and strong days. So you can hear it drip, drip, dripping. And then at night, it stops. But the last few days have been so cold that they're just these frozen icicles coming out of the spouts.
In fact, we read that maple syrup season can start as early as February. So is this a late start, maybe due to this extremely cold winter?
It has been a very late start, and I think it will go into the season late. When it gets too warm, once the trees start budding, the sap turns. It either stops or it becomes kind of sour. It takes on a kind of smelly sock that is extremely unattractive. Not what you want for good maple syrup. But what I've learned over the years is that making maple syrup, winemakers will not like this, but it is a lot like wine in the sense that the land that the trees are on vary. So our farmhouse in Maine is on a particular type of soil. The taste of our maple syrup is going to differ from, say, maple syrup that's made in Quebec or Vermont. So I brought you two samples. On the left is a lighter syrup. This is 2014. John just finished this last night. I think it's not quite done. That's the one with the spoon.
So a question about your husband. He actually goes out there with taps and buckets and he gets the syrup out of the trees.
So let's go back to that. You tap the tree. It's literally, you tap it with a nail, you make a hole, you put this tap in it, and then you connect. We found these wonderful old metal buckets. We don't use plastic. And then you cover it and it just comes out. And sometimes it comes out so fast that we have to empty the buckets every 12 or 24 hours.
Oh, really? And so that's relatively fast. It's still a relatively slow drip.
And then when it's really, really cold, it's just frozen and nothing comes out.
And once you get it out of the tree, does it need a boiling filtering process?
What you do then is it's a 40-to-1 ratio. 40 gallons of sap will make 1 gallon of maple syrup.
Is that
so
right?
So it is a zen exercise. It is a very slow thing. So John sits in the barn with this wacky Bunsen burner thing he set up. It's like a camping stove. And he slowly boils the sap. The dog goes out there. He brings the newspaper and he waits. And I don't have the patience for it. But in the morning, one day, probably in about another week, he will come in with this finished product and he will say, "Honey, look what I made."
40 gallons 40 of sap to 1. Turns into 1 gallon of syrup.
That's right.
What happens to the other 39 gallons?
It evaporates. Gallons? So what you have to, when it comes out of the tree, it's a clear, almost tasteless sap. So what you're doing is you have to boil it down to intensify it. So taste that on the left there. Uh-huh. That's a very light syrup. That's the vintage 2014.
It's almost runny. It's not thick and
it's
viscous.
And I think it needs to be a little bit thicker. But I think what you're going to taste is, this is first run. This is the liquid. Uh-huh. Gold stuff. You can't buy that kind of syrup.
Oh, that's incredible.
Isn't that fabulous?
It's intensely, wonderfully sweet without being overwhelming and cloying.
Exactly. Now taste 2013 next to it, a much richer amber color.
And darker.
Thicker,
it's noticeably different.
And now that's a good time to talk about the grading system.
Isn't that so interesting? That's thicker? A little more like a honey sweetness rather
exactly.
than that sharp, bright, sugary sweetness?
And some of them, to me, taste like you melted a stick of butter in them. They're that buttery and delicious. So the grading system is very confusing because it keeps changing. It used to be there was grade A, There was grade B, and then there was like cooking grade.
And we should note here that if you're new to maple syrup, you might think that grade A is really the best, but some people would argue a lower grade has more taste and richness.
Exactly. Unlike school, nobody wants a B. So what the maple syrup producers did was they changed all the labeling. And now, for example, in Vermont, there's only grade A. And within that, there are all these different categories. There is amber. There's light amber. It goes from, you know, light to dark. Now, many people believe the darker the syrup, the better it is to cook with because it's a richer, more intense maple flavor. I agree. I think it's a waste to use these very light, delicate syrups in, say, making a cheesecake or even throwing on your pancakes. It's much more delicious to kind of drizzle it on something.
And Kathy, you've also brought in some things that have syrup on them. There's a piece of bacon here.
There is a piece of bacon.
Sprinkled with, what is it, rosemary?
So this is a thick-cut country bacon, which I broiled, and I brushed it with maple syrup, the darker stuff, fresh rosemary, and a little chili powder. This is like adult candy. It's insane.
It
people get addicted to it. I warn you, I take no responsibility.
It's that classic saltiness and sweetness.
Salt, sweet, and a little kick of spice.
Exactly.
Right? Now, that is so fabulous with cocktails or on salads, sprinkled onto soups. Then what I have next to you is an open-face fresh ricotta sandwich. This is a whole grain bread. This is fresh ricotta cheese with sea salt and pepper and a generous drizzle of maple syrup. Give that a try.
This is an open-face sandwich. This, so basically it looks like a piece of bruschetta. Right?
Exactly. It's the same thing. And the idea here is that maple syrup, which we know of with French toast and pancakes, is so delicious in savory foods. And there are just so many options.
Really
I love
wonderful.
It in granola and on yogurt.
And not just because you're here today, Kathy, but I really, it is the truth when I tell you that maple syrup is my favorite sugar. I like it in yogurt. I like it on pancakes.
It's
everything
so
is good.
Much better for you than white sugar.
Now, is that
even
true? Tell us about that. What's the nutritional difference?
Well, let's see. It's 3 times sweeter than cane sugar, but it only contains 40 calories per tablespoon. And a tablespoon of white sugar contains 48. It's full of good nutrients. There's all kinds of research, you know, that maple syrup is actually very, very good for you. The maple trees originally were developed by Native Americans in the Northeast, and they use syrup much like we use salt today to season virtually everything. So it really has a history of being used not just with sweet, gooey breakfast stuff, but with everything.
It's also a bit of a luxury. I mean, there's a reason restaurants tend to charge a little more for it. Is that because of the labor-intensive process
exactly.
you described?
Exactly. So I just explained it's a 40-to-1 process. It comes straight out of a tree. Nothing else is added. So you're paying for the labor. Another interesting new thing is you will now see maple syrups that are labeled organic. Because organic is such a buzzword, now you will see organic maple syrup. Is it worth spending $5 extra for it? I don't think so.
Kathy, restaurants that don't serve the real thing, but that kind of corn syrupy mixture, do you even consider that maple syrup?
Oh, absolutely not. It's not maple syrup. It's interesting. It's corn syrup, and it has all these spices in it that are meant to simulate a maple flavor, including fenugreek, which is a fennel flavor. Very odd. No true New England diner would serve that stuff. No way.
Nothing like the real
thing. It's the real thing or nothing.
Kathy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sasha.
There you have it, maple or bust. Kathy Gunst is the author of Notes from a Maine Kitchen, seasonally inspired recipes, 4 maple recipes, and to see pictures of her husband John's maple syrup making operation, go to hereandnow.org. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
She'll blush, so we'll just say Kathy Gunst is also a James Beard Foundation Award nominee. Oops, no more time. I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.